Sing from Django, the Archies, for the hit record from my very own big time radio show. 8 after 10, hour 4, the Todd Trip on KDA. Los Angeles weather, variable high cloudiness night through Friday, mostly sunny days, local gusty winds below the canyon times, not much change in temperatures, overnight lows near 57, high tomorrow 83, currently at the Civic Center at 63 degrees. I'm about to do this with my eyes closed. In the valley, we've got... I can't do it. 55 degrees. Orange County, 59. At the beach, under fair skies, 61 degrees. Here's a KDA reminder. A lot of things you need more today than yesterday. One of them is education. So get your pod together and go back to school. I've been so out of it the last 15 minutes because we just picked up a KDA campus correspondent from San Francisco. And you'll be hearing his report in about 10 or 15 minutes. Hang tough. You've given me a dream, and every day I remember all the feelings I know. So many friends, so much better. But every day I realize it's a dream. All the things I must be, pulling me closer.
Thank you.
That's a good lick.
The Shocking Man. Regret us.
13 after 10. With the horrible head, Earl Trout. Get my jollies on the public airways. All over you. Hey, can I remind you that the Venice Community Adult School continues its program of service to parents of preschoolers in the community by offering continuous enrollment in its parent-child observation class, which meets each Tuesday morning from 9 to noon at the Mar Vista Gardens Recreation Center.
Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy O'Neill inviting you to stand by for fun and adventures, musically speaking. Every morning from 6 to 10, I'll be doubling the hits.
Jimmy O'Neill, mornings on K-Day.
Seek a constant rose laying at your feet with hope that's made of sand. You don't think you can, but you have held it all in hands. I've been trying hard to keep
Showtime, 17 after 10 on K-Day. The way it is you can't pick us up in Reseda, but in San Francisco, we're a gas, you see.
This is Mike Schweitzer, your K-Day campus correspondent for Abraham Lincoln High School in San Francisco. We'd like to invite all K-Day Southern California listeners to our varsity football championship game against Balboa High, also in San Francisco. We're going to win. The game takes place this Thursday at Kezar Stadium, and the winning team is number one in San Francisco's Academic Athletic Association. K-Day comes in loud and clear in San Francisco, whatever it is, we can dig it. The number one record in San Francisco this week is Someday We'll Be Together by the Supremes, which I'd like to dedicate to the Lincoln Mustangs' victory over Balboa on Turkey Day. This is Mike Schweitzer, your K-Day campus correspondent from Lincoln High in San Francisco.
Hey, you're going to be near on San Francisco. What about your campus correspondent?
We might have room for you. Shoot me a call at 666-4222, and I'll give you the straight skinny on it. If you are in San Francisco, I know we got room for you. Thank you. someday we're going to be back together. According to K-Day Campus correspondent Mike Schweitzer, that happens to be the number one song on campus at Abraham Lincoln High School in San Francisco. 21 minutes after 10 o'clock, it's 62 degrees. Here are the major local stories. General Motors Corporation announced today in Detroit it will close 13 assembly plants across country, including two in California. A spokesman said the GM plant in the Los Angeles suburb of Southgate and the Bay facility at Fremont will be shut down Friday. Los Angeles County and Vernon firemen knocked down a stubborn fire in a paint factory in Commerce tonight, nearly 2.5 hours after it broke out. The fire, a county fire department spokesman said, was confined to a paint mixing room at the Sinclair Paint Company, Washington Boulevard. Damage was estimated at $50,000. The district attorney's office in Torrance today issued complaints against a man who allegedly held his stepchildren at gunpoint for 6 hours. The complaints against 29-year-old Marcus Price consisted of 3 counts of kidnapping, one of carrying a concealed weapon, one of possession of a silencer and a firearm, and one of assault with intent to commit murder. It's 22 after 10. K-Day News continues.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio. I'm Bruce Brown in New York. The U.S. command in Saigon tonight reports that U.S. and South Vietnamese troops have killed at least 3 enemy soldiers in a 4-hour battle near the Cambodian border. 1 GI was killed, 9 others reported wounded. South Vietnamese casualties reported light. The GIs were from the 11th Armored Cavalry. More news from American Contemporary Radio in Westchester.
Teenagers in new diaper the new clear blue liquid skin cleanser, talk about it this way.
Diaper phase really help clean up the aisle and pimples too.
Since we're using house bills, it should be good for you.
I like diaper phase because it keeps my skin cleaner than anything, you know, that I've used.
Antibacterial hyperphase cleans deep, gets out certain oil, fights germs between washings. Instead of soap, wash every day with hyperphase, the clean, clear solution for skin problems.
Christmas shopping for that serviceman overseas? For an extra dollar, you can have your overseas parcel airlifted from your post office to overseas and assure Christmas delivery. The deadline for parcel airlift, PAL, is November 29th. Be sure your packages are well wrapped and correctly addressed using the 5-digit APO or FBO number. See that your serviceman overseas has a Merry Christmas. Use parcel airlift, PAL, and mail before November 29th.
Secretary of State William Rogers tonight was asked about the United States keeping its commitments to other countries in Asia.
I don't believe the Congress would ever be reluctant to meet our commitments, our treaty obligations, if we had to. And I think Congress would react very favorably if the President ever got to that point, God forbid.
And on the question of whether the United States would ever fight a land war in Laos, Secretary Rogers said,
I think that Congress will be very careful about approving anything of that kind, and that so will we. And the President and I and the rest of us are not going to get involved in anything of that kind.
Secretary of State William Rogers was on the National Educational Television Network tonight. The first official traffic fatalities of the holiday weekend near Fort Valley, Georgia. 5 people killed in a 2-car collision on U.S. Highway 49. A small girl is reported to have survived that crash. A team of surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston have separated Siamese twin girls joined at the stomach since birth on Sunday. The girls are reported in pretty good condition. In signing the new draft lottery bill into law at the White House this morning, President Nixon said,
We shall not be satisfied until we finally can have the system which I advocated during the campaign of a completely volunteer armed force.
President Nixon says his administration can't make that move now because of current requirements of armed forces. On Monday, the draft lottery system will be placed in effect for the first time since World War II. In the buildup of U.S. troops just before that war, President Franklin Roosevelt on September 16, 1940, employed the system for the first time. At the lottery drawing, President Roosevelt made this announcement.
Secretary of War will now draw the first number. The first number drawn by the Secretary of War is serial number 158.
That scream back in 1940 after President Roosevelt announced the serial number was from the mother of a young man in the group gathered. Obviously, the woman knew the number drawn belonged to her son. About 100 students at San Francisco State College marched in the office of President S.I. Hayakawa this afternoon. They were demanding that a professor of international affairs not be fired, as had been announced. The professor had reportedly allowed his students to choose their own grades, and naturally, most of them gave themselves A's. The Reverend John O'Brien, a theology professor at the University of Notre Dame, predicts the Roman Catholic Church will permit its priests to marry within 5 years. Those stories you've been hearing to the effect that Dick Cavett will be taking over the Joey Bishop TV show on ABC in late December, they just aren't true. Dick Cavett will be taking over the Dick Cavett show on ABC in late December. That's the report that's making contemporary news. Now these other stories, the New York Police Department has just completed a survey of a group of mounted policemen. Question, who loves you more, your wife or your horse? The wives, 1 out of 4 to 1. Makes you kind of wonder what kind of old nags the other 20% live with. Royal Navy tonight searching the North Sea off Scotland for a 20-ton cylinder containing 4,000 gallons of Scotch whiskey. The whiskey washed off the deck of a German ship in a storm. The booze of that came floating in the North Sea about 4 miles off St. Abbs Head, Scotland, in case you're reaching for your scuba gear. That's the news. Bruce Brown in New York for American Contemporary Radio.
Down.
It's 10:30. This is World Trout with double the hits from KDAY, Santa Monica. Before and after on the Earl Todd Show from K-Day with double the hits.
You know that forgets the rules. You know that forgets the rules. real emotion of that hope.
25 and 4 number. It's still Earl Trout in your tubes on a Wednesday from K-Day. Mel and Tim got a hit record called Backfield in Motion. I don't know, maybe just her pads are slipping.
This year, the Cannes Film Festival presented a special award to Easy Rider. Film critic Rex Reed saw Easy Rider and had this to say.
I think it's the definitive youth odyssey of the 1960s. It's one of the strongest statements of life I've ever seen in any medium. I was so moved by it, I couldn't shake what I'd seen even after I'd left the movie house.
Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Jack Nicholson in Easy Rider, a Columbia Pictures release in color, rated R.
Limited showcase engagement now at 10 theaters. Doing it like it's done on the public airways. Eli's coming. Earl Trout Showtime. 21 before 11 as K-Day bubbles roll.
Clear to me, I find thinking of me again. There's a sunburn on my pillow. I can see the budding weeping willow. I can see the sun, you're on your way and you'll be coming home.
Vanity Fair called Early in the Morning. 19, before and after on the Earl Trott Show. K-Day still Dublin Millions. From 1967, Love's Like an Itching in My Heart, 15 before 11 with a horrible hit on K-Day. In case you haven't caught on, I got nothing but Supremes and Temptations. From release till midnight tonight. Los Angeles weather, variable high clouds tonight through Friday, mostly sunny in the daytime. Local gusty winds below the canyons at times, not much change in temperature. Overnight lows near 57, high tomorrow 93. Currently in the Civic Center, 62 degrees. Valley 5-7, Orange County 5-9. At the beach under clear skies at 61 degrees. Here's a K-Day reminder, don't take good health for granted. Help your Christmas Seal Association fight emphysema. tuberculosis and air pollution by using Christmas seals. It's a matter of life and breath.
Hi, this is Linda Anderson, KDA campus correspondent from Van Nuys Heights.
Tonight, from 7:30 to 11:30, our school is having a battle of the bands featuring four different bands. The cost is $1 or a book of blue chip stamps. Last night at 7:30, our choir department had the annual Thanksgiving program. It was a delightful show. Yesterday, after school, the seniors beat the juniors in a football game. Next week, our cross-country run team goes into the league final. Good luck to our team. The number one song on our campus this week is The Color of My Love by Jefferson. This is Linda Anderson, KDA campus correspondent from Van Nuys High.
Before 11, Earl's House Showtime on KDA, where it's at, baby love. That happens to be the number one record on campus at Van Nuys High School this week, according to KDA campus correspondent Linda Anderson. By the way, for those of you who weren't able to make it to the Battle of the Bands at Van Nuys High tonight, I have a tape here of the final few moments of that exciting event. The finals and the competition tonight at the Van Nuys High School Battle of the Bands.
Just bundle up my car. child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Only my dying will tell the air. Only my dying will tell. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world to carry on, carry on, yeah. Demon. Don't want to go by Satan, don't want to die on his way. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone,
just keeps doubling their hits. I'll take you back to summer 64 on the Earl Todd Show.
Summer before 11.
64. Solid gold. Supremes. I got nothing but Supremes and Temptations for oldies tonight. It's 5 before 11 on my very own big-time radio show from K-Day.
Coast Audio Systems 425 South Fairfax would like to very diplomatically tell you not to blow your money on a mediocre stereo. This is done when purchasing a stereo made by a big company that also makes refrigerators and televisions. For less money, you can get the finest studio quality stereo components of major brands at Coast Audio Systems. We don't make a good toaster, but we make a heck of a speaker system and sell it factory direct to you. For an unbeatable deal, go to Coast Audio Systems, 425 South Fairfax.
Hey, would you copy a telephone out of the head section? Ask them to show you their three-ring circuits.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster with Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her.
Tonight, on K-Day, with Double Vegas. At midnight, you got Nathan Robbins. 6
o'clock to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you got Jimmy O'Neill right now. You got the sweet soul. I never knew I needed you. Never knew you wanted me to. I want to make it with you, girl. I want to make it with you. Show me what a love could do. Show me that you